This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Rock Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpeard from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
Is there any prayer at the table? Is there any story being told? Come on and talk with me. Come on and talk with me. I am inviting every family to join me starting tomorrow, 3 a.m. Monday morning. I want you to join me at the throne room. Not here, in your own house. Hello? Set an alarm. And I want you to consciously wake up, which simply means I'm going to ask you to make a difference in your schedule this week. Go to bed early. Shut down some things early. And I want you to meet me in prayer. Because let me tell you something. Prayer works. Prayer healed the family. Prayer changed the direction of the family. Prayer bring finance to the family. Oh, Lord, I tell you, I wish you would understand what I'm trying to say to you. The things that seems as though it's not going to work out, prayer can change it. Leave the legacy behind. Let your children know that if they pray, and when the victory comes, gather the family and have a praise report service in your house. Come on, come on, come on and talk with me. So nudge your neighbor and say, neighbor, what kind of legacy are you leaving behind for your family? And I am not talking about the money legacy. Are the wealth of this world, even though we should. But today, that is not my premise. My premise today is the wealth of the spiritual man. Hello? Because I want to let you know that the spiritual man can be developed into having wealth of this world. Anybody with me? You can use the spiritual man to gain the wealth of this world. But you cannot use the wealth of this world to get the wealth of the spiritual man. Yes, you can walk into a church. And yes, you can donate millions of dollars to that church, but it can't buy your salvation. Yes, you can give trillions of dollars to that church, but it can't get you the Holy Ghost. Oh, Lord, my God. Hello? When the spiritual man is not together and your wealth has come, then the question is, by what means did your wealth come? Because let me tell you something. A lot of families that we see that are rich, greatly rich, you don't want to hear how they get there. The pretty story that you hear on TV, that is just for TV. Some of them murder and steal. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I told you, was it last week? I said every family has secrets. Secrets that they don't want anybody to know. Hello? There is no perfect family on earth. Don't let anybody fool you. So the one thing that God has given us for us to be able to obtain wealth, we don't want it. Because you see, we don't know. We don't know. I look at my life like a paper house, Dr. Brown. Yeah? And the only thing that is keeping this paper house together is the faith in God. So the minute I move, remember now, faith is my center, is the beam that is holding this building together. Yeah? I would love to be able to move this beam here and to move this beam so we can just see freely across. But I was told that in order to do that, I'm going to need major construction work because these two beams bears up. It's a bearing wall. Do you understand me? My faith is the bearing wall in my family, and I know that. So the minute I decide to waver in faith, my paper house is going to come crashing. You see, you can see that it's a paper house. I can tell you what it is because it is only there by faith. You can't see it. You don't know by what mean it stands. Who am I talking to? But as long as I stand in God, no storm will move that house. Do you understand what I'm trying to say to you? And in this world of crazy, you don't want to leave this kind of legacy for your children? You don't want your children to know that prayer works? And when you follow God's path for your life, it leads to success. You don't want them to know that? Now talk with me. Is it only about you working hard, busting your fingers to the bones to put bread on the table? There is a better way. I want you to turn your Bibles real quickly. I'm Mr. Engineer. Get me to the book of Daniel 2 and the verse 24. How can I leave a better legacy for my children? I notice. Now you see how many empty seats we have? Because some children are outside snacking. My question is, I want to know what time they get to church today. Because they're only snacking because the snacks are here. And snacks should really only come to church if you're coming from 9 o'clock. Did you know that it's a good thing not to give the body so much food certain days? Hello? Because did you know that even when you fast, that the bacteria that begin to eat away in your body, not the bacteria, the cells that is begin to feed on the body, it eat up the bad bacteria in your body first. You see how our body have sense? Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, my body have sense. So the children already know that because mom brought snacks, so even if I came to church at 12 o'clock, and I would love for all the children to be in here at this time. Here is a way that you can train your children right. All right? All right. So we're in the book of Daniel 4. Daniel 4 and the verse 27. I did say 2? Well, it's 4. 4, give me verse 27. And I want to talk a little bit about kindness. Wherefore, O king, you know the terrible dream that Nebuchadnezzar had, right? He dreamt about this tree, this huge tree. And so now Daniel told him the interpretation of the dream, that the tree is you, O king. You have grown to such a great king that you have taken over the earth, basically. Hello? And now God is going to give you the heart of an animal, O king. God is going to, because you come to such greatness, but you did not give God the glory. Remember what I said about getting wealth before you get the spiritual man wealth? Spirit wealth before natural wealth is imperative. Hello? So now that he got all this wealth, he is going to be an animal. Because you must know that God is. Come on and say amen. Now look at all the dirt that is coming up about our president. I believe our president regret that he run for the president of the United States. Because now all the stuff they are finding out about his family business and his beautiful daughter that was looked upon to be a saint. Now she become a liar. And maybe she was a liar all along, but the world didn't know that. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So the higher we go is the greater the exposure. So the king became so great. And this is what is going to happen to him. Now listen to the advice that Daniel gave him. Listen. Wherefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee. I'm begging you, O king. You know that God is with me. Let me give you counsel. And let the counsel be acceptable unto you and break off thy sins. And I want someone to look that up for me from the NIV version. We're going to reread this. This is King James, all right? Break off thy sins by righteousness and thine iniquity by showing mercy to the poor, if it may be a what? A lengthening of thy tranquility. Now, anybody have that NIV version for me? Ready? No, I have to find it myself. Wow. I got it. I got it. Your voice sounds so far away, darling. So let me help you out. Listen to this. Therefore, your majesty, be pleased to accept my advice. Renounce your sin by doing what is right, and your wickedness by being kind to the oppressed. It may be that then your prosperity will continue. Somebody say, wow. Wow. This reminds me of Mordecai chapter 3. Mordecai chapter 3. The Lord said, and I need an usher to go check on that whole set of people that is gone from that whole set of row. They're really gone. Yeah, go get them for me. You see, that's how Lucifer goes to work. When it's word time, you know, if it was chorus singing and the music going, we wouldn't have so many empty seats. That's how Lucifer worked. It's him at work right there. Right in that section there. Tell him to tell Lucifer to get hens. In the book of Mordecai chapter 3, God said, return unto me. And the people said, where shall we return? How? And God said, you have robbed me. Remember now, God told them a bunch of stuff that they were doing. He said, you're an adulterer. You're a false swearer. These are the things that you're doing. Return to me. The people say, how? Then the Lord said, aren't you a robber? Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse of the Lord. Remember, he never said, stop being an adulterer. He never said, stop being a false swearer. He said, return and bring all the tithes. Do you get that? Because when you become a robber of God, you have no more conscience leave. So what's wrong? Of course you're going to be an adulterer. Of course you're going to be a swearer. Do you get it now? Anybody get it? You're saying yes, but I'm not sure if you really, really get it. So Daniel is saying, O king, be kind to the poor so that your prosperity can continue. Did the king hearken? Did he hearken? No, he didn't. No, he didn't. And what ended up happening? The vision came to pass. And he was given the heart of a beast. Until he realized that God is God. So I want to implore you. Put prayer in the family. Put fasting in the family. Wake up the art of positive speaking in your family. Every time you hear something negative, shut it down. Every time you hear something negative, shut it down. But mom, I hate math. Shut that down. You do not hate math. You will learn how to do math. Hello? Yesterday I wasn't feeling well. In the evening, I was so exhausted. I felt so exhausted. So I went and I lay on my bed. And I was so exhausted and I lay there and this is the prayer I was praying. I said, Lord, I don't believe that you're ready to take me, but it feels like I just want to go. So if you're ready, here I am. And I heard the Holy Spirit resoundly says, but listen to you. Don't you have power to speak a word so that you feel better? I said, Lord, I forgot. I apologize. Then I had to speak to the feelings. Do you understand what I'm saying? So if somebody in your family come and said, I feel like I am going to die. You need to ask. You just said, get hands behind me, Satan. Now speak to that feeling. Speak to that feeling. Don't use any negative words. Why should we not use it? Because death and life is under our tongue. And God said, speak life. Speak life. Speak life. So we have the art of speaking positively. Reading and explaining the word. Can you read the Bible with your family? Can you explain? And you might say, well, Senior Pastor, I don't understand the Bible like that. Please then find a psalm that is self-explanatory. Or call me. Or call any one of the ministers. Call Minister Bartley. Call Minister Kurt Johnson. Where is he? Where is Minister Johnson? Where is Minister Damien? You see what I'm talking about? I guarantee you there's some conversation going on out there. Sister Usher, find them for me. Call these men and said, I would like to be able to explain this to my family. Can you explain it to me? Is there an amen in the room? I don't even believe if you call Dr. Brown, he's not gonna tell you to get away from him and go call senior pastor. Wouldn't you nicely explain it, Dr. Brown? Yes, you would. You've got to build legacy in your family. Come on and say amen. The art of sharing and caring. Now, let me see the hands of the parents that pack a snack bag for your children every week. Don't be afraid. Raise them tall. You pack a snack bag every week. God bless you, those hands. Okay, take them down. Do you put a little extra in there in case another child don't have? Do you tell your child to put an extra chip? Nah. Now, this is how you teach them. This is how you teach them. Put an extra chip in your bag just in case someone comes to church today and did not have any snack. Do you understand that kind of value? Do you understand what you're leaving behind? Hello? If even if it's a school and they're taking chips to school, said, honey, take an extra bag just in case there's another little girl or another little boy that don't have. Come on, it's okay to go ahead and applaud. Did you know that a child, any alone child, how do you put that? Any family that has only one child, more than likely that child is going to grow up to be very selfish. You know why? Because there is not another sibling in the house for that child to share with. As a result of that, the child don't believe in sharing. But you, through knowledge, can break that curse. Find a way. And if you have a child that don't like to share, you ought to break that bad habit. Wow. Listen to this one. The importance of church gathering. The importance of church gathering. The importance of church gathering. It is imperative that we come together in the ecclesia of the Lord. It is imperative that we come together for holy convocation. And our children are to know this. Is there an amen in the room? I said our children are to know this. Hello? It is imperative. It is imperative that we get here on time. And I'm going to tell you, and we're going to talk more about this in our meeting later. But if you wake up your child to go to school, 7 o'clock, or 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, and they have to get to school on time. I'm just showing you how Lucifer comes in and he robs the family. And now when it's church time, you push this door 12 o'clock when the service begins, prayer begins at 10:30, and divine worship begins at 11:30. And you come minutes to one. What kind of legacy are we leaving behind? I'm talking about all of us now. What we are teaching our children is that God is not all that important. What we are teaching our children is that school comes first. And my job comes first. And if you have any little bit of time to spare, you can give that to God. Don't treat God like a Gentile. What we are doing is giving him scraps. So I'd rather to have us early and let you out early so you can go get that family rest. By God, we're going to get it right. Did you hear that? I said, by God, we are going to get it right. Anybody dare to say I'm with you, senior pastor? So we have to be very cognizant of the message we are sending within the family. And let me tell you, the way we treat God, then I have to ask, what kind of service are we expecting back from God? When that sister talked about when her account went in the negative, she began to freak out. You wanted a response right away. You want that account out of the negative immediately. True? True? Right away. And now you say, you remember how senior pastor said that when you are a true tither, you can talk to God because your finances are not supposed to be jacked up. And I say that and I say it proudly. Now she wanted God right away, right now. What does that tell you? Shouldn't we then be worthy of that right now movement? Hello? I was speaking to a person that haven't been to church in ages. And the person said to me, the person called me mother. The person said, mother, I was thinking the other day and I was praying and I was saying to God, God, please, I'm asking you to remember how I used to be faithful to the heartbreakers. You see how long the person haven't been out. Remember when I served the church as a musician, remember how I used to be on time. Because you see, when your back is against the wall and you're coming to God, you've got to come to him with a reason why he should have mercy upon you. And there are days when we can't find a reason, Deaconess Berry, that we have to say, Lord, I vow that if you do it this time, I'll make amends to my crooked path. I will turn from my wicked ways. So yes, there are times when you have to remind God of your faithfulness. Because his word says he will not neglect our work of labor.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409. Or call 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. Be blessed. Blessed.
The dawn.